Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So I can't hear myself at all. Hang on. I've just turned it up again. I turned it right down for some
Louise, have you turned your headphones on?
I have now. It's a bit tricky for me to remember to do that every time. Okay, hi Amy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing, Louise?
I'm good.
I mean, it's half term and I'm just over it and it's
because you haven't reached that lovely stage that I'm at now. I might be, you know, like 8 years older than you, but at least I haven't got any small children
I am wishing my life away at this point.
Oh, I know. I'd like to kick off with a recommendation of something. And everyone's just going to have to trust me on this. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm behind the times. Maybe everyone knows. But Miley Cyrus has done a cover of Blondie's Heart of Glass.
Oh.
It is epic. It is so good. Have you heard? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. But I saw her on something and it seemed like quite an 80s vibe.
Right.
So she's something.
Perhaps she's dabbling in that then. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I never thought I'd see the day that Louise was giving me. Me! Music tips.
I know. Well, my nephews told me about it this weekend. And they were like, oh, yeah, you've got to listen to it. And I was like, yeah, right. Yeah, oh, come on then, Sonny, let's hear it. Rolling my eyes at all the other...
Because it's the original is the best,
well,
right?
I was rolling my eyes at all the other 50-year-olds in the room, you know, because, you know, yeah, like my parents used to do that in the 80s when Bananarama did Venus or something, you know, and there was some old... that had done it back in the 60s. It was, you know, absolute rubbish. And they just wanted to let me know that it wasn't an original. So I had that very much that vibe. But my God, it blew me away. And I would just say to anybody now who want, like, if you like that song, and you, honestly, go on to Spotify, look for it. It's so good. Her voice, you know, it's got so much attitude. And she's taken a great song and given it a real kick up the arse. Not that it needed a kick up the arse.
She's massaged rather than massacred it.
Absolutely, okay, yes. It has elevated it for me. Mm. And I actually think I might prefer Miley's version of it. So, I mean, you know, you're welcome, Miley, if you listen.
She will be.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. And something else I'm going to wholeheartedly recommend is the midlife website Empowered Women. So that's M, the letter M, and then Powered, Empowered. And the co-founder, Saskia Greville, is our guest today. Mm. But before we talk about her, I'd like to just have a quick look at the sort of midlife landscape and what's available.
Well, you text me about Empowered, so I had a little look at it. And there's something about when a certain font is used and when a certain colour palette is employed.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I mean, and I realise, like, it's not rocket science to get that right, but so many people miss that.
Oh, absolutely.
And so the message, you could have the best message and the most, you know, noble cause, but if you're using Comic Sans and, you know, luminous yellow and blue, and it's listed on like a, I don't know, what is that? Like the old, it's like an old text sort of website and the format of it, you know, it's just, you're just like, no, can't use this.
Absolutely. So it is.
It is beautiful.
But also, you know, the content and the tone. You know, for some time, I've been following, you know, various midlife commentators on Instagram, listening to their podcasts, digging around their websites, and what I've found is that there are ones that sort of just give very much needed evidence-based, non-biased
scientific
information. And that's fabulous. Then you've got some that sort of weave in a bit of lifestyle stuff, but lots of those lean towards being a bit cosy and a bit twee. And there are some that do a lot of that sort of, you
it's
know,
like Kirsty Allsop kind of
oh God,
thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Making and crafting, which and, yeah. I hate. And I know not everybody does hate. Yeah. Some people, that'd be lovely for some people. Yeah. But for me, that's not,
I mean,
not hitting the mark.
This is somebody who,
you know,
namaste pisses her off.
Oh, namaste pisses me off on her end. Yeah, so.
So you want like almost styled,
oh,
curated.
Well, and what the other thing I don't want is that there's lots of, midlife commentators, I'm going to call them up in various ways, podcasts, you know, websites, Instagram, whatever, that are doing that sort of fist punching, we've still got it, we're still wacky, you know, and that sort of, you know, makes me cringe, because I think if you're having to really shout about the fact that you've still got it, you probably haven't, you probably never did. And
hey, we're 50 and we're funky.
yes. So and so the only sort of one that's hitting the nail for me is hitting the nail on the head. No, that's it. I got my phrase wrong.
It's nailing you. It's nailing you.
It's nailing me. Is empowered women. And as we say, it's beautiful. The content's spot on. And its co-founder, Saskia Greville, she spent a decade as deputy editor of Red magazine. So content is her thing and she is shit hot at it. And interestingly, there've been sort of a spate of books coming out about midlife, and the my favourite one, the one that I found sort of most intelligent, insightful, and funny, is the one written by Sam Baker, which is called The Shift.
Yeah,
and she was editor in chief at Red at about the same time as Saskia was deputy editor of Red. And again, you know, she's very clever, very funny. And it's one, and her book is one of those that feels like it's kind of talking to you. Mm. And I feel the same about Saskia's website and her Instagram feed as well. Have you, what do you think? Have you, I mean, I know you're a bit younger than me, but, you know, there's no getting away from it. You're hurtling towards midlife.
You are my resource for middle age. No, you're right. I mean, I guess I'm 43, so I'm not necessarily searching that stuff out, but I do love Jenny Eclair's podcast.
Older and Wider with Judith Holder.
Holder. And I just love their dynamic. I love their relationship. And inevitably, midlife comes up with stuff. Although, I don't know, are they...
They're 60, I think.
Yeah.
I think they've gone past 60. Yeah.
But I mean, I remember Jenny Eclair saying when the lockdown first started, like, if there is a fucking problem with the supply chain of HRT, somebody will die.
Yes.
And I was just sort of like, yeah, that's I love that.
They
love
are fabulous, aren't they? Yeah. And I also love Fortunately with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
Fee Glover, yeah.
And you know, that was my favourite for a long time. But I have to say, Older and Wider has taken over a little bit.
Well, I think
bit.
You go through phases sometimes with things, don't you? You do go through phases. I was really into listening to sort of comedy podcasts and interviews with comedians, which I know is not far from here. But sometimes if you're feeling like you do just want to listen to just some chat rather than that interview stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? Podcasts are, I think that we've only just sort of, we've only dipped our toe in the water of the whole concept of podcasts. And I think there's, you know, there's so much more. It does feel sometimes like you are just eavesdropping on a conversation between two people.
Yeah. And I like, I like both of those.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, is a mix of that, and they sort of interview somebody. Older and Wider, I've only come into it since they've been in lockdown and I'm having to record it remotely.
Yeah.
And they haven't had any guests, but it's just been them chatting. Mm. I can't get enough of it. I love it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No.
So there's some other recommendations for people of other podcasts that they might like. You know, but obviously don't stop listening to ours.
No, I mean, this has to be at the top of your list, doesn't it?
Yeah, please.
So coming up in just a second, our chat with Saskia Greville.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Saskia. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, it's really nice to be here.
Empowered women's content is absolutely spot on. Unsurprisingly, given your credentials, Saskia, could you just run us through like your background?
Sure. I spent most of my career in women's magazines. Mm-hmm. So I was the deputy editor of Red for a decade. I edited New Woman magazine in Australia. Back in the day, midlife, as we'll remember, I was on Clothes Show magazine. So I've always spent my life writing and communicating with women. So hopefully I've learned how to do it by now.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I think that the content's so good. So and yet, despite a career in women's magazines, you were clueless about the perimenopause, weren't you? What was your experience? What were your symptoms? Can you talk us through that?
Well, this is the shocking thing, and it's why I started Empowered, because I had left Red, decided to have a career change in my late 40s, and moved to work at a big PR agency. And I suddenly found myself without any confidence at work. I was getting very anxious. I was having a sort of fight or flight response when clients asked me to do anything. And I thought I'd made the worst career mistake of my life. I thought it was completely down to moving out of journalism into PR. And that was why I was suddenly feeling like I was an idiot, frankly. Didn't occur to me that it was perimenopause. And if I had known that, it would have made such a difference, because I think for so many women, we just suddenly feel like we've lost the plot. We can't do our jobs anymore. And it's simply not true.
No. And it does seem to be predominantly the psychological aspects of perimenopause that really floor women, doesn't it?
So we certainly find that the feedback we get from the community is that it's the anxiety that is completely a shock to the system. You know, we all know hot flushes as a symptom. Well, I've never had a hot flush, so that's not relevant to me. But we don't know about this perimenopausal anxiety that will start probably in your mid-40s. You're still having regular periods, probably. You know, you're certainly not thinking of yourself as, in speech marks, an old menopausal woman. So it doesn't occur to you that it's anything to do with your hormones. And you know, I think that's, it really shocks women and undermines them. And you know, I think, you know, let's be honest, ageism in the workplace, we're already dealing with that as women in our 40s and 50s. So it's like another whammy coming our way that knocks us off our career tracks.
Absolutely. And earlier this year, we interviewed Lorraine Candy at the Times. She was at the Times at the time. And she also talked about the fact that having worked on glossy magazines for 2 decades and supporting women through all aspects of their lives,
it just snuck up on her, didn't it?
Even she was completely floored by perimenopause because she knew nothing about it. And like you've just said, Saskia, that we have in our head, oh, well, the menopause is hot flushes and your period stopped. That's all I thought it was, you know. And similar to you, I've never had a hot flush, but I have had all of the anxiety and lack of confidence, all that psychological stuff. So what did you do about your symptoms then when you sort of realised something wasn't right?
Well, I eventually went to the doctor thinking that it was probably a depression. And I sort of sat down, burst into tears, and she took a blood test, which actually, now that I know more about it, she didn't need to do.
No, no.
You know, I was over 45 and I was showing classic symptoms.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm rolling my eyes at that. But, you know, that she didn't need to do a blood test. So that's when the blood test came back, menopausal. But then it was the whole drama of HRT and finding a GP who was knowledgeable about HRT, because like many women, I'd absorbed the myths about the dangers of HRT, wanted to speak to somebody who could reassure me about it, and was told, we don't have a women's health expert at this GP practice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, why would you? It's just 50% of your entire patient base.
I know. And all of those women will go through menopause.
Yeah.
So
it's not like it's an elective procedure.
No.
We will all go through it.
No, I know. I know, yeah.
I mean, there are certain points, I guess, in women's lives where it seems like we just fall off a cliff. I guess one is around the time that women are having children, and another is midlife. And in the last 5 or 6 years, I've noticed sort of pregnancy, becoming parents, it's something that's been addressed massively on social media. I don't know if that's because I'm the target market for those kind of blogs and articles and stuff, but it feels like addressing midlife is still, it's still quite new. I mean, when did you set up Empowered Women?
So I set up Empowered in 2019.
Okay.
I think it's changing. I think midlife is becoming the new conversation in the way that, as you say, all the issues around motherhood, issues around menstruation. I mean, I love how open our millennial sisters are about menstruation. I mean, I'm from the time when if you needed to change a Tampax, you shoved it up your sleeve to walk across the office to the loo. You would never say to your boss, I need to go home, I've got terrible period pains.
Yeah.
And quite rightly, that has changed. So it's evolving. And, you know, I think women are realising that midlife is actually brilliant. You know, it's a brilliant time. You need to deal with these hormonal health challenges. For most women, they are dealable with fairly quickly, not all women, and every woman's menopause is different, but midlife is brilliant and we need to change the conversation around it, which is
absolutely
what I think all of us are doing.
And it's sort of, so that sort of ageism thing in general, you do think that things are changing, that when you were Red Magazine, their average age, I think I'm correct in saying, is sort of mid-30s and beyond 40 as well, and I know that they do cover menopause now regularly, but they didn't presumably back then. Was that, you know, was that just sort of a general ageism thing? Was it to do with advertisers or just not seen as a very cool topic, maybe? Or
I think all of the above.
Right.
I think we felt that women didn't really want to hear about it because it might mean that we were old. In the same way that we didn't really write about pensions because we were all in complete denial that we might need one day. But we also, and Sam Baker, who was my editor at the time, we've talked about this and sort of hung our heads in shame. We didn't want advertisers to think that our readers were old because under 40 was the premium age for an advertiser, for a reader. But, you know, the irony is that actually in your late 30s is when you do want to be hearing about all of that stuff so that you go into it prepared.
Absolutely.
Do you think there's women sitting somewhere in their mid-60s now who used to edit magazines who are equally hanging their head in shame? Is this like, do we break, is it this generation that are going to break that cycle? Or do you think there are, I mean, I guess fewer, right? Fewer women in their late 60s who were editors, you know, that's a good direction of change. But
yeah, do you know what, they would have been breaking down barriers in other ways.
Yeah,
you know, they would have been smashing stereotypes and doing other things
and trying not to get their arse pinched, probably.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
got the plate full with
have,
that
they probably have plenty to deal with. But I do think our generation, it is up to us to ensure that the next generation doesn't sleepwalk into this.
Yeah.
You know, I feel very responsible that 30-something women are not in the position that we were in our mid-40s. Because we want them to, you know, stay
thrive,
powerful,
yeah,
stay
yeah.
ambitious. Don't lose your nerve.
Yeah, absolutely. And the anti-aging thing that was used, you know, by brands a lot, that, you know, that phrase anti-aging, is that changing now? You know, I mean, are those advertisers looking to not use words like anti-aging? Because there's nothing wrong with aging. It's a good thing, because the alternative is you drop dead. So, I mean, you know, is that changing, do you think?
You know what? Some women don't mind the term anti-aging, and some are more sensitive. I think what advertisers are realising, though, is that we're not stupid. Mm. You can't fob us off. We know that ageing is inevitable. We know that you will never get rid of wrinkles, and we don't necessarily want to. Mm. You know, I think they're being much more sensitive in the language that they use around ageing. So whether it's pro-ageing or anti-aging, I think when women get cross is when we're told, you know, you can stop aging or you can stop the signs. It's like, no, you can't.
Absolutely. So for anyone who hasn't come across Empowered Women yet, I know that others have raved about the website and social media output and said that it's like somebody I think on your Instagram said it was like you were speaking to them, which is actually exactly how I feel at 51, probably your target audience. And obviously women will find websites and social media feeds that feel right for them. But my experience is that none of the others quite hit the nail on the head for me. But the content you've created is really spot on, as we said earlier, and it's the tone, you know, everything feels very thought through. And so can you describe for listeners who haven't come across it yet, do you have a particular overarching ethos?
I mean, thank you for those kind words. That's really nice to hear. our number one ethos is that every woman's menopause is different, and we will never be finger waggy about how you choose to deal with your symptoms. So that's first and foremost. I mean, for me, I'm never coming off HRT, but that won't be every woman's decision. Mm-hmm. What we have done is all of the medical content is from doctors.
Yeah.
So it's not my opinion of HRT, it's a medical opinion of HRT. Mm-hmm. And we try to balance that with the complementary therapies, the nutrition, the fitness that will all help with symptoms. And we also want to have real women's voices on there and other women's experiences, because I think that's how women share information, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's recommendations and tips and ideas from other women.
Yeah, and I'm an antenatal teacher as well, and I'm aware of, you know, research into new mums that concluded that support from other women going through the same thing is as beneficial as support from a partner. And actually, that's certainly been my experience through every stage of life. And as you say, it's something that women are very good at, isn't it? And, you know, it's so really important to have those real life stories from other people.
And I think we were also very clear that we wanted to portray a positive image of midlife. Mm. So too often you'll Google menopause and you'll see an exhausting, yawning, knackered looking
dowdy
woman. And, you know, that's not who any of us are.
No.
Sometimes.
And
sometimes maybe.
Your website is, it's beautiful.
It's slick, it's cool,
and it's just, and presumably, I mean, you know, that's your background, so, you know, it's very instinctive for you, that content. And plus fact, you're a woman in her early 50s as well, so it's all going to be that's what shines through. Yeah,
oh, thank
very
you.
Instinctive.
That, you know, what I've loved doing recently is, you know, lockdown had obviously its challenges, but it was also an opportunity for me to spend a bit more time on the social channels and launch the series of midlife Instagram live health clinics with Dr. Stephanie Goodwin. Uh-huh. And that's been brilliant as well, just having the feedback from the community and the women who are joining us week after week for those.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is a bit like a virtual coffee, like come round, sit round the dining table, have, I guess, you know, they used to say, didn't they, it takes a village to sort of, you know, raise a child or even then maybe go through a menopause probably, but you were doing that in a virtual way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, by sharing all of our experiences, by me saying I used to go and sob in the loo in the office when I just thought I can't, my brain doesn't work anymore. If someone else hears that and thinks, oh, hang on. I mean, we did a corporate event and it was me and one of our doctors, and a lady stood up and said, just listening tonight, I realise why I've completely lost my confidence at work and I feel like I don't deserve my promotion. And she burst into tears. Oh, the whole room burst into tears. Yeah. And she said, this has changed my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that must be so rewarding, yeah. Saskia.
Absolutely. And it just does go back to that, you know, every stage of life, if you've got somebody, you know, if you can get that support from other women and hear other women's stories, that's got to be really empowering and beneficial. Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, there are lots of other websites that, you know, just there are some that give, you know, purely evidence-based information, which are great, and there are other sort of general midlife websites that have good information to a certain degree, but then I feel often sort of verge a bit on the sort of twee and a bit sort of good housekeeping-y and, you know, and you know, a littered with things that make me cringe and roll my eyes. But the Empowered Women website is like the complete opposite of that. And it really does feel like it's just absolutely, you know, hit the nail on the head. So,
thank you.
Yeah, I'd really recommend everybody go and have a look.
So. We do talk a lot on this podcast, don't we, Louise, about how, I mean, a lot of people find, oh, you know, social media, it's so toxic. I'm on there and I just hate my life and I hate my house and I hate my kids and I hate my family. But actually, we talk about curating what you see in your news feed. So, you know, if there's any tone of an account that you're following and it makes you feel in any way kind of that, you know, in that way, just mute. Mute for a week and see how that feels. You know, a lot of the people that I follow who I'm, you know, I wouldn't say I'm in competition with them, Saskia, but they're achieving more than me. And I do just have to mute them every now and then.
Are they having a better life than you?
They're just achieving more and they're getting, you know, they're getting the stuff that I want. And I'm like, how the fuck has she got that? Better than that. But no, this is what one of our ones to follow, which,
thank you. You know, I mean, we all do go down that rabbit hole from time to time and find ourselves, you know, full of self-loathing, looking at other people's perfect lives.
And actually, it's not about the other people. It's about yourself, isn't it? It's whatever headspace you're in. Actually, nobody has got the power to kind of make you feel like that. That's totally that's an inside job, isn't it? I must say, the Women We Love section of the website is, oh God, that's like a real uplift. And, you know, there's a sort of common theme of relishing in that, like, not giving a fuck attitude that we talked about, and it seems to kick in for women in midlife. We hear this over and over again. It's just sort of like in your 30s, you're kind of, you are worried about what people think, and then you have this, you come up for air and you're just like, oh, actually, I don't give a shit. What would you say is really great about this stage?
Well, I think you find your power a bit. I mean, you know, I do sometimes still give a fuck what people think, even though I wish I didn't. But I think once you get through the anxiety, you find that you do know what you're doing. Like, you know stuff. You've been working a long time. You've had a lot of experiences. You've dealt with aging parents and teenage kids, and you've probably been made redundant once or twice. You know, you've sort of got a few layers and a few battle scars, and you know shit. I certainly didn't feel like that in my 30s or most of my 40s. Actually, it's taken me until my 50s to really own that. And that's why I think midlife's exciting, because now I think, well, what next? You know, I've set up my own business in my 50s. What next?
I know, how marvelous.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Good. I think we've all got, we're not done yet.
No.
You know, we've all got a lot more to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is Empowered in, I guess, there isn't a magazine format. That is, would you say that is, I'm not, I was going to say, would you say print media is dead? Obviously, I wouldn't wander you down that cul-de-sac of a quote. But it's a virtual space, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's very much digital, social, but also events. You know, before lockdown, we had started with events, both for corporates and for consumer, and that will grow again once we're all allowed out again. You know, we're not a print product. I don't think we need to be. I think there's other ways to share the information. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And get those stories across.
And can you, you've got a workshop coming up, haven't you?
Oh, it's going to be amazing. And actually, I would like to invite you two to join if you would like to.
Yes. Yeah.
We've got a midlife reset workshop.
That's it. Okay.
In partnership with an incredible woman called Aviva Wittenberg Cox, which is the best name ever.
Yeah.
but it's looking at that exact thing of, what do you want to do next? Where have you come from? Mm. Where are you now? Mm. And what do you want to do next?
Yeah.
And it's just three sessions on Zoom, 1 hour each, mm-hmm. with an interactive group. So you'll be split off and have little chats with other women who are doing the course. We've got people joining from Australia and Canada. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Really great. I mean, watch out world once we've all done that.
And that's going to be on Zoom, isn't it? Yeah.
It's on Zoom. It's November 3, 10 and 17 at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
GMT. It's £45 for all three.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be quite powerful, actually.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
The question is there a Zoom somewhere for the men who are going to have to deal with these women when they come out? Like, the power. Are they ready? Are they ready, Saskia, for this, like, the shit show that's about to go down? The unapologetic go-getting women.
Hopefully they are supportive and excited for us.
Yes, you know, I'm sure they are.
My experience tends to be that, you know, they want us to feel powerful as well, don't they?
It's of course
more fun for everyone.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. Oh, brilliant! Well, we'll put details for that workshop and all of the, your website and your Instagram as well
on the
show notes.
Thank you.
Do you know what? It has been so lovely to chat to you, and I'm sure that there's lots of people who are listening to this podcast who will be no doubt tapping in your Instagram handle at the same time and hopefully falling down that amazing inspirational rabbit hole.
Thank you so much, Saskia.
Well, thank you. That was a really fun chat.
Yeah.
Bring on the rest of midlife,
absolutely.
I suppose.
A podcast from producer paul.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.